The merger of the Methodist hospitals in Gary and Miraville and the Franciscan Health Group will mean a new 150-bed hospital at 8094 near the Indiana University Northwest campus. Methodist Hospital CEO Raymond Grady made his pitch before a packed house at Ivy Tech in Gary. Under the plan, no jobs would be lost, no salaries would be cut, and there would be no layoffs. Provisions have also been made to offer procedures for reproductive services at other institutions, and Methodist would be a stronger hospital. The hospital in Gary would also become an outpatient facility. Methodist Hospital CEO Raymond Grady says the consent decree that was granted by the feds to remedy racial discrimination by hospital leaders in the 70s needs to be eliminated or altered so he can make better decisions about hospital operations. State Rep. Charlie Brown was part of the group that helped to get the consent decree approved by the courts.
There's just too much discussion centered around sunsetting the consent decree, which I am at this point not in favor of at all. When they initially built Methodist South Lake, they began to move services out and was diminishing all kinds of services for Gary. And that's when a group of citizens went to the Office of Civil Rights and say, you know, we firmly believe that they are going to close Methodist or continue to diminish services here. The Office of Civil Rights agreed with that. It was taken to court, and the court said, yes, you have a solid case, and therefore we will implement this consent decree to inform Methodist that whatever you do for Methodist South Lake, you have to do for Methodist North Lake.
Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson would have to sign off on any merger plans.
And there was white flight that had led to the creation of Maryville on Gary's border as a result of an amendment to a state law, because you were not supposed to have a town created within 2 miles. There was a buffer zone. There was a 2-mile buffer zone between every town. So if you go around this county right now, you will not see a town located within 2 miles except in Lake County.
Then there is the poor reputation, according to some, that Franciscan has in the community.
I've only got 2.5 more years before retirement, but let's get real. If they come in, they're going to say, Dee, you've been with Methodist this many years. We can get, okay, let's do a layoff. Let's get rid of out. And then we get, yeah. And then we are going to hire the new ones because they're cheaper.
And they're younger.
You know, Franciscan has a history. Their history is very long, and they have never changed their history. They lay off every single fall. They lay off. And the thing is that what usually happens is the times will let you know. And then all of a sudden you have brand new people to come to other hospitals where they haven't been laid off.
The meeting was organized by SEIU. They represent 600 workers at both hospitals.
I'm still guardedly optimistic about the potential merger because we need economic development within the city of Gary and continued economic development in Northwest Indiana. Our concerns are always the protection of our rank and file members.
Stephen Mays is president of the NAACP in Gary. He likes the $300 million investment, but he also has some questions.
Well, I think moving forward is some things that we need to analyze that we see in other health campuses. We see the outpatient, we see the health centers of prevention. I think that's critical that we educate our community. I like the health education piece. I want to know what the links are for future doctors. I want to know if it's going to be a teaching hospital. Didn't get a chance to visit on those kinds of questions.
This is one of several conversations that Methodist will have with the community about the merger. Methodist hospital officials hope to have the merger finalized by the end of the year. In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.